station 91.3 WYSO.
It's 9 minutes past 12 o'clock on Excursions here on Public Radio for the Miami Valley. And it is a great pleasure. We've got some live music with Speaking Suns just about to begin. But first, we have they're playing an event, a tribute, or I should say benefit for WYSO this Saturday right here at the Glen Helen Building in Yellow Springs. And it's a pleasure and an honor to welcome Community Council President at Antioch College, Eric Rhodes. Eric, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Nikki.
You put this together. Actually, the Community Council did. But first, tell us a little bit about what Community Council is here at Antioch College.
Sure. So there are really three pillars of an Antioch education. Those are classroom, co-op, and community. And within the subset of community, we have a very rich history of governance and experimental democracy at the college. Mm-hmm. So Community Council is the current governing body at Antioch College, and I'm the serving president of the council.
In Antioch tradition, everything gets shortened. So you guys are,
that's
aren't
right.
You COMSEL?
We love acronyms.
It's awesome. It took me the longest time to sort of get up to speed, but now everything makes complete sense to me.
That's right.
So are you a freshman this year?
Yeah, I'm a first year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
first
you're coming
year at Antioch.
In, and you got elected Community Council President.
That's right, yeah. It's been a great time serving the community.
It's a very exciting time to be at Antioch College.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely is.
Oh, such great things are coming our way. I just know it. And so you guys got together, Community Council,
right.
COMSEL,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And someone brought up this idea, let's have a benefit concert, a tribute. It's a benefit concert for WYSO.
A benefit, yeah.
Yeah.
So community governance at Antioch would really like to see some more interaction between the college and the village. And this is really what we're trying to accomplish with AnnieStock. The concert is meant to showcase the wealth, really, of musical talent that
right
is native
here.
To the village.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And to offer a forum for that to be heard while benefiting one of our greatest local institutions, WYSO.
Yay!
So AnnieStock exists really at the confluence of local artists, Antioch College, and the community at large. And it'll be a uniting force, and hopefully it'll catalyze some more collaboration between the college and the village in the future. So we're inviting everybody to come out and join us for a night of celebration of community, radio, and local musical talent. And it'll be for a great cause.
It will indeed. It is this Saturday from 8 until 1 a.m. You've got a lot of bands there. Wheels will be playing, as well as Sport Fishing USA. Della Yurkin, who I've got to
she's
hear.
She's a student
she's
at
fabulous.
The college. She is really great. Yep.
So great. She'll be playing No Tribe and the Nobody People. Also, Gin Soaked Angels will all be there. And from right
all
here.
All local artists.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome.
I just love the idea. Eric, thank you for doing this. Thanks for
thank
bringing
you very much.
This band. And it's my pleasure now to go live to Studio B. Welcome, gentlemen. Speaking Suns live in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
We can hear you. Very good. Why don't you just hit right into a song? We'll let them begin. Speaking Suns live on Excursions on WYSO.
Die.
That's Speaking Suns live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. They're playing Anti-Stock, a benefit for WYSO, this Saturday night at the Glen Helen Building. Beautiful Glen Helen Building right here in Yellow Springs. Thanks for coming out today, guys. I really enjoyed that song.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's David Byrne talking there, and not the one you might think.
No, from the Talking Heads.
From the Talking Heads.
It's me. We're here.
Moved to Yellow Springs.
It's my
and
side project.
Actually, you have more than one band. You'll be back with us later this week.
I will, yeah. I'm in another band called Sport Fishing USA, and we'll be in here on Wednesday, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you're,
can't wait.
You got a lot of the burden of the awesome music talent of Yellow Springs riding on your shoulders there.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's David Byrne and Jake there on vocals as well, and we got Sam playing some guitar, or I should say Sam on drums, and Graham playing a little bit of bass guitar there. Tell me about how you guys got together and how long you've been playing, Jake.
Step up to the plate.
We've been playing on and off for a really long time. David and I went to high school together at Yellow Springs, and we were friends there. We liked the same music, and just ended up happening, and we met Graham and Sam along the way, and just felt right, you know?
Just worked out.
Yeah.
It's been a long road.
So how long have you guys been playing together in this lineup?
This lineup...
Speaking Suns has been for, a couple of years, two or three years, but this lineup...
Yeah, the lineup's rotated quite a bit. I joined, I think... September of last year, and I'm going to school with Graham at Wright State University, and so we needed a bass player. I was like, hey man, you want to play? He was like, absolutely. So
beautiful bass there, Graham, too. I like that bright red. Very nice. You can see it for yourself this Saturday night at the Glen Helen Building. You guys do us another one. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
What do you want to do?
We can play Cadillac Dawn.
We'll do Cadillac Dawn.
Speaking Suns live on YSO.
Thank you.
That was great. Speaking Sounds Live on 91.3 WYSO. That's Cadillac what?
Dawn.
Cadillac Dawn. You got to sing with the sun. Tell me about the, how'd you come up with the name Speaking Sun? Sons.
Well, we were playing with a bunch of nonsensical names, and that one really popped out to us. It was very vivid.
Yeah.
And,
Catchy.
I sometimes feel spoken to by the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The alliteration is nice. So.
Speaking Sons. Very good. Live in the studio. You guys are live on stage this Saturday night at the Glen Helen Building here in the gorgeous, gorgeous Glen Helen Nature Preserve. It's on the Corey Street entrance side of things, and you can find out more on Facebook if you'd like to see the really fabulous, beautiful sort of takeoff. It's called Antistock. That's just Antioch with an ST in there, like Woodstock. That's a little play on words there. Antistock. Search that. Antistoch. And you'll see a list for the a page for the event and the very cool poster there as well. We got Speaking Sons Live, one of the one, two, three, four. Is it six, seven bands total, Eric, that are playing? How many is it?
We have six, I believe.
Six bands.
Six.
Mm-hmm. One of six bands. The show gets underway at 8 o'clock and goes all the way until 1 o'clock in the morning. Speaking Sons, you guys got another one for us you could play?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
This one's called Speaking of the City.
Speaking Sons live on 91.3.
City child, take it or leave it, but you're about to
Speaking Sense, speaking of the city. I like it. You guys got speaking and light as a theme that goes with you. I like it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here today. Looking forward to you on stage this Saturday, along with five other bands. It's Anti-Stock, a benefit for WYSO. Hey, for just real quick before we go, you guys going to make a record so we can play it? I like your vibe.
Yeah, we're almost finished with a demo album that we're constructing at the moment.
Just get right up on that microphone. A demo album, you say?
Demo album, yes.
Yeah, great.
Ooh, there.
Hey,
I feel like
look
I'm on the
at
radio
you.
Now.
You are.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, we've been writing a bunch of songs over the past, I don't know, 8 months since we've been playing and whatnot. But, yeah, it's finally all sort of coming together. We're hoping to have that out in the next... next month or so.
Well, great. Well, it sounds great. You guys got a nice vibe, and thanks so much for playing this benefit concert this Saturday night.
Oh,
and
yeah, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you there. Keep us posted when the demo is ready. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We're back in the studio with our event organizer and the community council president, Mr. Eric Rhodes. Eric, it's a pretty good deal. We were talking about that. It's just $5 to get in.
That's right. Only $5 for a long night of music.
But you said there's a bonus.
There is one bonus.
In addition to great music,
right? With the price of admission, you get two tickets, and each ticket gets you a beer.
Can be redeemed for a beer.
Can be redeemed for a beer.
How about all that? And all for a great cause, great
for
music.
A great cause. The 55th anniversary of YSO, of course, we were talking about, WYSO. Mm-hmm. So.
Our birthday. We just had it in February, the official 55th birthday when we
That's right.
Began.
The cake was delicious.
Wasn't it? That's the day
so
you just came in.
That's right.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
You just wandered in. We were all gathered around with a cake for our 55th birthday. And you're like, hi, I'm Eric from the college. We're like, have a piece of cake.
And it was great.
And you said, have a benefit concert. And we said, let's do it. Exactly. Eric, thank you. Thanks so much for putting this on.
Absolutely.
And we've got music throughout the week and the noon hours of the bands to get a little taste of things to come.
And thank you to WYSO for everything they do for our community.
Man,
really
it
great.
Is a pleasure and an honor. Thanks, Eric. We'll be talking to you soon, all right?
All right, very good.
All right, current Bye-bye. Swell on YSO.